Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try, M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
Are you a baby daddy of several who's stressed out about the holidays? Well, so is Nick Cannon. We'll get into that, child.
And is Teresa Giudice the rudest celebrity ever? We'll let you decide.
Ooh. Plus, we dish with the winner of this season of The Masked Singer, Miss Amber Riley.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Again, we got our good assistant TV personality, Tamar Braxton, here with us.
Hey, hey, hey. Y'all know I had to come back to hear some more dish, honey. What kind of dish is going on in these messy streets, though?
Oh, listen, it's the spicy, sloppy kind out here. Yeah, it is. Now, the alleged TJ Holmes and Amy Robach affair tea is getting super messy. Now, yesterday we talked about the allegations that the two Good Morning America co-anchors have been creeping on the down low for the past couple months. And DailyMail.com has the exclusive pics of them outside, right? But it looks like TJ might have known he might not necessarily have been the faithful type for quite some time, because there's an old social media post that resurfaced from March of 2020 where TJ paid tribute to his wife on their 10-year anniversary and gave her an out at the same damn time. Now, TJ wrote, 10 years ago, Marley Five Big married me, and despite my best efforts, she remained married to me the past 10 years. I gave her plenty of reasons, excuses, and opportunities to walk her fine ass out the door. Asking for another 10 years would be asking too much. 10 months a stretch, and 10 weeks, lucky.
Oh, that bastard.
Damn, child. That seemed real messed up to say, because we know the situation now, but back then it was probably cute.
No, it was not cute. Like, not unless, like, you're blind to the fact,
I'm
you know
sure
what
she
saying?
Wasn't thinking that he was doing man, what he was oh, doing.
I believe it was an attempt at cute, but I also think that in 2020, when he wrote that, is the same year that him and Amy started working together. That's when they started co-hosting together.
Maybe they didn't like each other yet. Y'all, let's try to
probably not yet.
I don't like that damn, I don't like what that they call either. It, work husband, work wife, miss,
I think the thing that so blows my mind is like, GMA, Good Morning America, is a big show, you guys, right? Big in New York City. And one of these photos that leaks is of the two of them at a bar in Times Square. How bold are you?
It's bold.
You know? Very bold.
The social media post is bold. I'm still stuck on that. You know what I'm saying? He give her one compliment, but the rest of it's like, say you cheating without saying I'm cheating.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He give her, with your fine ass.
You call me fine ass, you bastard, and you're talking to him that damn traveling fine
that
ass
post
too.
Was like his way of doing the shoulder shrug. He's like, I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
That means he was blatantly saying, I'm out here in these streets.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't the only person that he had stepped out on his marriage on.
This makes me feel like, did Albert Roker ever look at him and say, here's what's going on in your neck of the woods?
All right. It's time to get into this. Everyone, it's time for Ticket
or Skip It.
All right, Gary, your cousins, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's dropped the trailer for their Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan. Let's take a look and see what it's hitting on. Check it out.
No one sees what's happening behind closed doors. I had to do everything I could to protect my family.
I when the stakes are this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
So, are we gonna tick it or skip it?
I got to see this, honey.
Oh, you gotta see it?
JP, I got to see it.
Tamar is front and center.
I got to see it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely here for this colonial tea. You know what I mean? Now that they're over here safe on American soil, talking they talk, you know, away from the Queen's rule, definitely here for that.
For this, Gary calls it chamole, chamomile.
Wait a minute, Tanner, you skipping it. Why?
I'm going to get the highlights. I don't have the time to put in the hours to sit down and watch the whole thing. I will read the highlights.
Oh, God.
But I'm not going to sit down and watch it. Well, no, I think part of it, I think, is the reason they're doing this is because they want to go ahead and continue to stack up some coin.
No, baby, they got money. They have money, boo.
Well, he got cut off from everything, and she just got suits residuals.
You're such a commoner.
All right, y'all, moving on. Christmas time is here, and Nick Cannon has found a great way to get his big-ass family holiday gifts. He dropped a funny spoof for a faux credit card called Baby Daddy Financial, and he might be onto something, y'all. Take a look.
Well, PS5s? How about I give you a P2.5? I think I got carpal tunnel. It was Keisha, Lisa, Nisa, Teresa. Where are you gonna put a dolphin, little girl? Huh? Oh, yeah, your mama do got an island. Never mind. Okay, I'ma work on the dolphin. That card ain't working. That card ain't working. This card ain't working either.
Don't be like Nick Cannon. Find financial freedom with the all-new Baby Daddy card.
So, Brett, I know you heard, honey. He said that one of the kids wanted a dolphin, honey. Then he remembered their mom. Oh, your mom have an island. What's he talking about, Mariah?
What other bitch he went to get that?
Hello?
Oh, y'all don't think the last one had an island?
No.
Probably a Long Island iced tea. That's Like, the video's funny, but you can also tell that it's real. Like, there's no way that shopping for 12 kids and, like, I don't know how many baby mamas is like, that's a ton of presents.
Yeah, and them kids don't want done cheap. They know who their daddy is. Even if mommy can't afford it, they daddy can, and they're going to ask for it.
I'm just waiting on the next baby announcement.
Okay.
Coming soon.
Moving along. All right, a few stars might want to thank Teresa Giudice, because she's out here vying for the rudest celebrity crown, y'all.
Oh, no.
All right, Boston radio host Billy Costa just described Teresa as the rudest person he's ever interviewed. Teresa called into his show promoting her podcast, which is called Namaste Bitches.
What does that mean?
I don't even...
Yoga, you go namaste, like, chill.
Okay. But is that like this is a relaxing and chill?
Yeah, it's like everything's good, everything's well.
Okay. Billy went on to say she was negative, telling me I needed to be more namaste. I'm very namaste. I do yoga every morning at sunrise. Don't go have an evening with Teresa Giudice. I don't even want to have a coffee with Teresa Giudice.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
But he sounded like a queen trying to get some damn publicity.
Is she known for being rude to people? I haven't heard of her being rude to people like that.
Maybe you pronounced the name wrong.
Also, I feel like there's still a lot of shock jocks out there and people who are like just trying to get the crazy soundbite or trying to rile up the drama. So I feel like this could be, Billy Costa as much as it is Teresa Giudice.
That's what I say. I feel it's him, honey. He want to get known because who is Billy Costa? Never heard of him.
Let me look him up.
Yeah, look him up.
All right, y'all remember Billie Eilish and Jesse Rutherford went red carpet official recently, right?
Oh, yes.
Honey, they cuddled up in a little Gucci blanket and everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Billie just talked to Vanity Fair about her relationship with Jesse, who sings in the band The Neighborhood. She said, "My love language is physical touch, and I just need to be touching skin all the time."
Oh.
Ooh. Now check out what else she said about her boo.
"I managed to get my way to a point in my life, to a point where I not only was known by a person that I thought was the hottest alive, but pulled his ass. Can we just round of applause for me? Thank you."
She like him.
Yeah.
I appreciate someone who believes in the power of manifestation. Like, that's fun, right?
Yeah. She believes in the power of manhandling because, like, the way she was just like, "I pulled his ass." Yeah. I literally thought she pulled his ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
Yeah, she's a little aggressive.
Have you guys ever manifested a relationship? Have you ever, like, saw someone and put your sights on them and then was able to make that work out?
Yeah.
That's witchcraft, I think, but... I think you can, like, you know, put yourself out there in the universe and say, you know, I want love. I want somebody, you know, who has the same love language as me and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it, but they all showed up too late.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
It's just like, damn. like, yo, you missed the 410 train of Yuma, man. You're supposed to be like 10 years ago.
Yes, honey.
Well, up next, Doja Cat recently shaved her head, and Gary, you're going to love how she described her look.
Ooh.
Find out what it was after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
All right.
So you guys remember back in August when Doja Cat gave herself an edgy do-it-yourself makeover where she shaved that head and raised it off her eyebrows too. Lord have mercy.
How can you forget?
Well, in a new interview with Days, Doja shared what she initially thought her buzz dome resembled. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
What? A wrinkly penis.
Wow.
Why, Lord? Why? She also said that her own friends and family tried to talk her out of shaving it off, shaving off her locks, but she's glad she didn't listen because she's never felt more beautiful in her entire life until her new look.
Oh, yeah.
But her describing it like that is classic Doja Cat, because if you follow on social media, she got the ill sense of humor, and like her head was smooth.
I didn't mind the shaved head. It was like the fact that she shaved her eyebrows that took it to the next level for me.
I need to know what your emotions are, and the lack of eyebrows make it difficult for me to understand
I can't tell if you're surprised or you're angry. You
know? Now, Tamar, you shaved your head off.
I did.
I mean, so how did you feel? I mean, how did it make you feel?
I loved it. I felt liberated.
Yeah.
And I also felt gorgeous, too, you know, because it's nothing like, you know, just accepting yourself for who you are.
Natural.
No wigs, no weaves.
Yeah.
I didn't really wear a lot of makeup back then. Yeah. You know, it was a good time. Yeah.
How did it feel the first time you jumped in the shower and that little shower raindrops was just hitting you on the top of that?
It gave very much get up and go. Like, you didn't have to, like, glam or anything. It was great. It was great.
I'm going to get it. Hour or two to have to get ready.
It was great. It was cold in the winter, though.
Oh, okay.
Gotta keep a good beanie, honey.
All right, moving on. Guys, you know the saying, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yes.
Well, that seems to be the case with Sandra Bullock's ex-husband, Jesse James.
Oh,
because he's
Lord.
Being accused of cheating again on his fifth and also pregnant wife, Bonnie Rotten.
Oh,
just 6 months after their wedding, she took to IG to blast Jesse in a series of since deleted stories as she announced her pregnancy with a sonogram photo writing, Jesse is busy trying other women while I'm pregnant.
Oh, well.
She also called him a truly disgusting human being and said, I'm so hurt by everything he's done. You think she should have paid attention to the red flags? He's cheated on Sandra Bullock and all of the other women he's dated before her.
That is so sad. Yo,
I don't know what she expected. Like, girl, like, you thought that you were going to have, like, super and he wasn't going to cheat on you.
Right.
Like, girl, it's not giving that.
But to go from Sandra Bullock to Bonnie Rotten, who's an adult film star, doesn't quite...
Hey, yo, Tanner, can I tell you the real reason I'm mad?
Why?
Because when they got in a relationship, she got out the game. You know what I'm saying? So,
bring her off the bench.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So she'll be the woman on the bench, man, and look what you did.
Yeah, but he must be exceptional in bed.
He got to be something. He must be blowing up or something, honey.
No, not
like an old Nintendo cartridge?
Yeah, not like that.
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Bush Hager is doubling down on her commitment to her going commando.
Uh-oh.
Now, we spoke about it here on Dish, and she was recently exposed for never wearing underwear, or what I like to call drawers, okay? Well, Jenna, along with her co-host, how y'all say? Y'all know I can't say people's name.
Hoda Kotb
made an appearance on Watch What Happens Live, and when Andy Cohen asked if she wore undies the night she had dinner with King Charles III and Queen consort Camilla, she said this.
Did you wear undies that night?
Too old not to wear no drawers. I'm sorry. She's just too old. She's too old not to wear no drawers. It's like for young girls who don't know no better. I'm sorry.
But I mean, you like the air to flow though.
No, put some drawers on. Yeah. Like, anything can crawl up there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is about general safety?
Yeah,
you could be out for your health. And there could be a mosquito.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of like when you leave your window cracked in your house for too long,
and
bugs get inside.
Fly in.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
All right, well, coming up next, we are chopping it up with the winner of The Masked Singer, The Harp, a.k.a. Amber Riley. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, you guys. For all the Masked Singer fans, we get to chat with the Season 8 winner of the show. Now, she captured viewers with her angelic voice from the moment she stepped on the stage, which is why she won the show. Please welcome the artist formerly known as Harp, singer and actress Amber Riley.
Hey!
Hi, boo!
Now, this is an exciting thing to be a part of. Now, Amber, what was your reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
You know what? I really wanted to do the show. So, like, during the pandemic, I really got into Masked Singer because obviously there was not a lot for us to do but watch TV and be on the internet. Mm-hmm. So me and my friends were like in a group chat and we were always like arguing about who we thought the people were. And then I would listen to all these celebrities talk about how much fun it was. So I really wanted to do it. So when I got asked, I was like, oh yeah, I'm in. Like immediately.
So Amber, what's the craziest lie honey, you had to tell about being on the show?
Honestly, just lying and saying it's not me was crazy because everybody knew.
Yeah.
They knew. I was clocked immediately.
I knew
like,
it, yeah.
My friends and family was like, girl, we know it's you. Give it up. Like, yeah.
So who's the first person to call and ask, girl, is that you on The Masked Singer?
Because I think my niece was watching the show and my niece was like, Mom, Amber's on TV.
Oh, wow. You didn't tell anybody.
I didn't tell my mom. The only person that knew was my mom.
Okay, now you don't want Dancing with the Stars and you won this show, honey.
Right?
Okay, do you want to try another competition show? Now, you know your sister won Celebrity Big Brother. You want me to put a,
yes,
to put a good word in for you?
Now, you know, Tamar, you got the temperament for Celebrity Big Brother. I don't know if I got
okay.
It.
What about Survivor?
You know how bougie I am?
Yes, she is. Amazing.
Survivor, yeah, no.
Okay, what can we expect next from you? Any exciting new projects?
Yeah, so I just did a docuseries called The Black Beauty Effect that's out right now that basically talks about Black people making their mark in the beauty industry and how we kind of interrupted the status quo. And I talked about my experience just being in Hollywood and the fight that I had. You know, we have that fight of how we want to be presented to the world, with hair, fighting with makeup on a set. Like, yeah, so like that was something that I was really honored to be a part of. Also, my project is coming out next year, my second EP, which I really
Yes!
New music!
Come on
so,
now.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the feature, y'all.
Amber, I just had the question. You sounded so amazing in that costume. Like, one of our producers and I, we were just talking about how great you sounded. Do they record you guys anytime ahead of that performance, or is all of that coming through the mask?
Oh, no. The mic was on.
Okay.
The microphone was on. It's all live. Wow. Everything that we do is it's all live. And the most difficult part was trying to sing through that mask because I could only see about this much.
Ooh,
I couldn't I had no peripheral. I couldn't see below me. So I really had to trust in my senses.
And the Lord.
Yeah. You shredded through that thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you killed that.
You can't stop Amber shining,
you.
Yo. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Congratulations on everything you
thank
got going
you.
On.
Yes.
And y'all, don't move because there's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so
Dish is it.
Yes, one woman is putting her ex-boyfriend on blast, y'all. Wait till y'all hear this.
Uh-oh. One time I was feeling really sick, and I asked my boyfriend at the time if he could buy me some cold medicine on his way home. So after he finished work, he dropped by CVS and picked up some Dayquil for me. Really kind of him. Really appreciate that. We get home, he gives me medicine. I'm like, thank you so much. I take it, I go to sleep. Next day I wake up and he has Venmo charged me $7 for this medicine. He Venmo charged me $7 for cold medicine. Like,
It's a red flag. It would have been a red flag if they'd have been dating for 1 month. The fact that they'd been dating for 4 years?
But he may have been short for cash that day or something. He might need
$7. $7?
Yeah. $7?
$7 is a lot of money.
$7 don't need to be together.
It's
you need to be by yourself.
Yeah.
And the messed up thing is, like, you guys are 4 years into the relationship.
Yeah.
So it's not like you could just crumble the whole relationship up and throw it away.
Oh, I would.
But
really? I would. Oh, it's over.
$7?
It's over.
No. Hold up. Tamar, what do you think is the weirdest thing that you've dumped somebody for?
Oh, I haven't done a lot of dumping in my lifetime.
You've been the dumpy?
I have.
Damn.
I have. I'm a Pisces, y'all. You know, I'm a sucker for it. But something I would dump somebody over? That
if you didn't have the $7, bro, you should have just stole the medicine.
What?
Oh, God would understand.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.